Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. I am not condemned. April 13th, 2026. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. In 1895, a man named Oscar Slater was convicted of murder in Scotland. The evidence against him was weak, yet public opinion had already judged him. He was sentenced to life in prison. Years passed. Appeals were denied. His name became linked with guilt in the public mind. Finally, after nearly two decades, new investigation proved that the case against him had been deeply flawed. In 1928, his conviction was overturned. The court declared him innocent. Imagine the weight of those years living under a sentence that shaped every waking moment. Then imagine hearing that the verdict had been reversed. One legal declaration changed his standing completely. A courtroom verdict carries enormous power. When a judge declares someone guilty, punishment follows. When a judge declares someone not guilty, freedom follows. The decision defines a person's status under the law. It is objective. It does not depend on feelings. The gavel falls and the verdict stands. Many Christians understand this concept legally, yet struggle to live in it spiritually. Though they have trusted Christ, they continue to carry an inner sense of condemnation. They rehearse past failures. They question whether God is disappointed in them. They assume that each struggle with sin reopens the case. Guilt lingers. Shame speaks loudly. The conscience feels unsettled. This tension between guilt and grace is one of the most common battles in the Christian life. Believers may affirm forgiveness in theory while emotionally living, as though the verdict remains uncertain. Some fear that God tolerates them rather than delights in them. Others assume that their past disqualifies them from peace. The result is a quiet, spiritual heaviness. Into that heaviness, Romans 8:1 speaks with clarity and authority. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This verse stands as a decisive declaration at the heart of Paul's letter to the Romans. In the previous chapter, Paul described the believer's struggle with sin. He openly acknowledged inner conflict. He confessed frustration with his own weakness. Yet he did not end with despair. He moved toward hope grounded in Christ's saving work. Explanation of Romans 8:1. There is therefore now. The word therefore connects this promise to everything Paul has explained about justification by faith. Because Christ has died and risen. Because righteousness is credited through faith, a new legal standing exists. The word now emphasizes present reality. This freedom is not postponed until heaven. It defines the believer's current relationship with God. No condemnation. Condemnation is a judicial term. It refers to a formal sentence of guilt and punishment. In God's courtroom, condemnation means exposure to divine judgment. Paul declares that for the one who is in Christ, that sentence no longer exists. The penalty has already been executed, placed upon Christ at the cross. Divine justice has been satisfied. The case is closed. For those who are in Christ, this phrase identifies the people who receive this promise. To be in Christ is to be united to Him through faith. His righteousness becomes our righteousness. His obedience is credited to our account. His death counts as payment for our sin. His resurrection secures our new standing. Our identity rests in Him. Romans 8:1 does not ignore the reality of sin in the believer's life. It addresses the believer's legal status before God. Discipline may occur. Conviction may arise through the Spirit. Growth remains necessary. Yet condemnation, the final judicial sentence has been removed. The verdict has been spoken. It is not based on your performance this week. It does not fluctuate with your emotions. It rests entirely on the finished work of Jesus Christ. When the gavel of divine justice fell at the cross, it fell on Christ. For those who are in Him, there is now no condemnation. This is the settled judgment of God. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Slowly speak Romans 8:1 several times. Emphasize the words no condemnation. 2. Write the verse down. Copy the verse carefully in your journal or on a piece of paper. Writing helps fix truth in your memory. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, what does it mean that condemnation is no longer your standing before God? How would your daily life change if you truly believe this verdict? 4. Pray the verse. Father, thank you that in Christ there is no condemnation over my life. Guard my heart from false guilt and lingering shame. Help me live in the freedom of your grace, trusting the finished work of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.